Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Arla Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph. Okay, this perik is a very esoteristic perik when it comes to the halachais of mixtures and what becomes batel b'rayv. We'll try to make things as simple as possible. Our perik begins. Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph Masechtes Arla. HaTruma. Truma, of course, is what you have to separate from your tefuah and give to the kayin. That's called Truma Gedayla. Utrumas Meiser Shel Demai. So first of all, what's Trumas Meiser? After you give Truma Gedayla, you have to separate Meiser and give it to the Levi. The Levi has to take Truma from his Meiser and give it to the Kohen. That's called Trumas Meiser. But here we're saying that this halach applies even to Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. What is Shel Demai? Demai means payers that are purchased from Amaretz, as we have seen many times in previous Masechtas. The word demai comes from the Lashon damai. What is it? We're not sure. Where maaser is taken or where maaser is not taken. Truth be told, Roiv Amaratzim are very careful to separate maaser according to Halacha. And really, min haTorah, we can rely on Roiv. Roiv Amaratzim separate maaser. So min haTorah, if you purchase Peres from an Amaretz, I can say, well, Roiv Amaratzim take off Trumas and maaser, it's fine, you have the green light, go ahead and eat it. But the Chachamim were concerned, they had certain reasons that in this case they were mesakein, not to rely on Roiv. We were concerned for those few Amaratzim that do not take off Maestras properly. And they said if you buy Tfuah from an Amaretz, there are certain Maestras you have to separate again. So one of the things you have to separate is Trumas Meiser. So the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush, even the Trumas Meiser of Demai is included in this list. But for sure, regular Trumas Meiser. As a matter of fact, there's another girs in the Mishnah that it's two separate things, Trumas Meiser, regular Trumas Meiser, and a Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. Vayter says the Mishnah HaChala. I hope you remember that from Masechtas Chala, wasn't too long ago. A dough that is made from one of the Chameshes Minei Dagan, the five types of grain. Remember what the five types of grain are? Chita, Seira, Kusman, Shibayla, Shul, Shifain, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. So a dough that is made from one of the chameshes minei dagan, if it has the shear, you're mechuyev to separate challah and give it to the kayin. And the Torah refers to this challah as truma. Vayter v'habikurim. The first pairs of the shivas aminim that grow in Eretz Yisrael are called bikurim. There's the mitzvah to bring them to the Beis Hamikdash and give it to the kayin. And the pairs of bikurim are also referred to as truma. So basically, we have four types of truma here. Regular truma that you give to a kayin. Trumas Meiser, which is the truma that the Levi has to separate from his Meiser. Chala, that you separate from the dough, and the Bikurim, the first of the Shivas Aminim that are brought to Eretz Yisrael, they're all called truma. And as a result, what do they all have in common? Oilim bi'echad umeya. If they fall into a mixture, in order for a non-kayin to be able to eat it, you would have to have 100 times keneged the mixture. In other words, a total of 101. So if I have, let's say, a saw of truma that falls into 99 saw of non-truma, it does not become batel. Because I have only a total of 100. If you have a saw of truma or any of these other things listed over here that falls into a mixture that has already 100 times the amount of hefter, 100 saw of hefter, total 101 with the truma, then it becomes batel. If it does not become batel, that means only a kayin can eat from this mixture. So let me ask you, if it wasn't truma, you don't need 100 times the amount? No, of course not. If something dry, which is usr, falls into a mixture of the same type, it becomes batel b'rayv. If you have more heter than the isr, midaraisa becomes batel. So technically speaking, there are different shitas about this. One piece of treifa meat falls into two pieces of kosher meat, you can eat it. If it's min b'she'en amina, it falls into something which is not the same type. So for various reasons, here Chazal said, no, you need 60 times the amount of heter to the iser. Some say midrabban even min b'mina needs 60 times the amount. Now with liquids, if let's say I have juice that's asr that falls into juice that's mutter, or a piece of something that is asr that got cooked together with other pieces that are mutter, so it's cooking in liquid, and it like dissolves. And what you have over here is taste. So here it has to do with whether you can taste the iser in the heter, and basically we understand that's shishim. You need 60 times the amount of heter for the iser. Now, I don't want you to go paskening over here. If you drop some milk into fried chicken, don't say, oh, well, I learned already, it's batel b'shishim. You have to ask a rav. A lot of different factors that come into play. I just wanted to give you a general idea. Yavish b'yavish, dry and dry, mean b'minoi, same type of mean, becomes batel b'roiv. According to most paiskim, something dry into something else that's dry. But they're two separate meanim. Over here, Chazal said you need shishim, you need 60 times the amount. And if it's liquidy, you need 60 times the amount. But you never need 100 times the amount unless it's truma or something that's included in truma, which is the list in our Mishnah. Truma, trumas meiser, chala, and bikur. Over here, you would need 101, total 101, meaning 100 heter plus the issa that fell in, which totals 101. Weiter sagt die Mishnah, umitztarfen ze emze. Let's say I have a half a saw of truma and a half a saw of chala, and they fall into a pot that has 99 saw of chulin, or a big box. So if the truma itself would fall in, I have 100 times the amount. If the chala itself would fall in, I have 100 times the amount of heter to be mevatalit. But because both chala and truma fell into the box, what happens is, this is a chumra, umitztarfin zemzeh, we connect the chala and the truma, they become one thing. If they become one thing, so I have two saw of total truma, because the truma and chala become one. And I only have 99 saw of chulin. That's not enough. I don't have the 100 to be mevatalit. Even though, explains about Tanura, in different places there's a machloikis, whether if two separate isurim fall into something, if they connect to form one issa, but here it's not considered two separate isurim, even though one is truma and one is chala, but like we explained, it's all truma, and the same is for the rest of the list on the Mishnah. Whether it's truma, truma smais, or chala, or bikurim. Vaiter sagt the Mishnah, v'tzarech laharim. Let's say I have a saw of truma that fell into 100 saw of chulin. Ah, it looks good. It becomes batel. I have a total 101. Well, out of the 101, 100 you could eat. But one, you're going to have to take out and give to the kohen. In other words, the amount that fell in. And you give it to a kohen. What do you mean? If it became batel, why do I have to give it to a kohen? Well, here's the issue. Truma belongs to the kohen. If you don't give it to the kohen, you're stealing from the kohen. If what I have is just not kosher and it falls into an amount that it becomes batel, the whole thing becomes mutter. Let's say Arla or Kliakara, which by the way becomes bottle in 200. You need 200. Let's say I have the 200. You don't have to take out the amount of Arla that fell in. If one piece of Arla falls into 200 times the amount of Heter, you could eat everything. There's no Gzela here. But when it comes to money, money doesn't become bottle bereif. If I have money that's stolen, if I steal a dollar from you, I can't say, I stole a dollar, but the dollar fell into $60. So now it becomes batel, sorry, I don't have to pay you back. No such thing when it comes to money. If I have, a box of wheat that belongs to someone else, and it fell into 60 times the amount of wheat that doesn't belong to someone else, it doesn't mean I don't owe him the wheat. So when it comes to truma, even if it falls into 100 times the amount, the iser becomes batel in the heter. But the obligation that you have to pay back, that stays. That's why you have to take out one and give it to the kohen. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Arla v'klayakerem. Arla and klayakerem. I hope you know what Arla is. It's the pears in the first 3 years of a tree. Klayakerem means you cannot plant grapes together with the seeds of tua or vegetables. So here the din is. Oilem be'echad umasayim. Here you need 201. In other words, 200 times the amount of Arla, 200 times the amount of Kleiakarim, plus the Arla and the Kleiakarim itself. In the mixture, you have a total of 201. In order for the Arla and the Kleiakarim to become batel, that means if you have, let's say, one saw of Arla that falls into 199 saw of non-Arla, you can't eat the whole thing. Umitztarfen zemze, Arla and Kleiakarim connect. In other words, if let's say I have one saw of Arla and one saw of Kleiakarim that fall into 200 times the amount of Heter, it's not going to help me. If it was only the Arla or only the Kleiakarim, I would have the 201. but I take the Erlin and the Klei HaKerem and I say, I have two sa of a combined Erlin and Klei HaKerem, and if you need 200 times the amount, you're going to need 400. And I don't have 400. As a matter of fact, if one sa of Erlin and one sa of Klei HaKerem together fall into 399 sa of Heter, I still don't have enough. I have to have 200 times connected both. The only thing is, as explained earlier, over here, the ain't sarach laharim. When it comes to Erlin, Klei HaKerem, if it falls into 200 times the amount of heter, it's all mutter. There is no need to take out the amount of Erlin or Klei HaKerem that fell in. Because here, there's no mumminous shayla. It's not a question of you owe anything to anybody. And the iser does become bottle. Here, Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon, Omer, Erlin, Klei HaKerem, Einam and Starfin. They don't connect. In other words, if you have a saw of Erlin and a saw of Klei HaKerem that fall into 200 times the amount of heter, they're both mutter. Because I have 200 keneged the Erlin, 200 keneged the Klei HaKerem. I don't say the Erlin and the Klei HaKerem merge, and now I need double the amount. These are two different types of Isurim. They don't connect. Now, it could be they're both grapes. It doesn't make a difference. Even if they're both the same type, it doesn't make a difference. They're two different Isurim. Reb Shimon doesn't argue in the previous case with, let's say, Truma and Chala, or Chala and Mikurim, because they're all called Truma. But over here, one is Erlin, one is Klei HaKerem. Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer says, not 100%. He disagrees with Reb Shimon. He says, Mitztarfin benois and tam, avoloi lesser. What does that mean? When we've been saying Truma has to fall into 100 times the amount of heter to become batel, Erlin and Klei HaKerem have to fall into 200 times the amount of heter to become batel, that's if it's dry. But if you have a mixture with liquids or foods that are cooked together, even if they're salad foods, but they're cooked together, they're cooking together in liquid. So the liquid spreads the tam all around. So over here, we don't look at whether there's 100 or 200 times the amount. We want to know, is there a taste of the iser in the mixture? Zok Rabbi Eliezer, you say Reb Shimon, it doesn't combine. Can't combine Erlin and Klei HaKerem. I say it depends. If the Erlin and the Klei HaKerem fall into a pot of whatever it is and we're cooking it together, or we're talking about liquid, bechlal liquid. So the question here is, do you taste the Erlin and the Klei HaKerem? You're going to need enough of heter to be mevatel the taste of both. In other words, well, I taste the Erlin, but I don't taste the Klei HaKerem. I taste the Klei HaKerem, but I don't taste the Erlin. Now, obviously, how could that be? Erlin has a separate taste from Klei HaKerem. So it must be there are different things. One is grapes and one is apples. If it's min b'minai, there's no difference in taste. If Erlin grapes fell into regular Erlin, you can't go after the taste because it all tastes the same. But we're talking about the Erlin is one kind of fruit, the Klei HaKerem is a different kind of fruit. What it fell into was a different kind of fruit. So you could taste whether the Isser is there. So here you combine the Erlin and the Klei HaKerem. In this liquid mixture, if there would have been enough to be mevatel just the Erlin or just the Klei HaKerem, not good enough, says Rabbi Eliezer. That's what Rabbi Eliezer means, mitstarfin benois and tam. You have to have enough in the heter cooking in this pot, or if it's liquid, you have to have enough in the liquid to be mevatel the tam of both. Avoloi lesser. But if we're talking about dry, they got mixed into dry, pieces that got mixed into pieces. So if you have a saw of Erlin, let's say, saw is a measurement, or a saw of Klei HaKerem, that got mixed into 200 times the amount of heter, it's okay. Here, I do not combine the Erlin and the Klei HaKerem, says Rabbi Eliezer. And I look at it this way, I have 200 times connected the Erlin, that's mevatel the Erlin, I have 200 times connected the Klei HaKerem, that's mevatel the Klei HaKerem. The mixture is good to go, you can eat it. I don't say, well, no. You have a saw of Erlin, a saw of Klei HaKerem, put it together. And now you need 400 saw to be mevatel. I need 200, can I get both? That's what Reb Shimon says. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, not when it comes to dry. When it comes to dry, we are not mitzaref the iser. So basically, we learned in our Mishnah, let's chazer over. Truma, Trumas Meiser, even Trumas Meiser of Demai, Chala, Bikurim, are all called Truma. You need 100 times to be mevatlet, total 101. Meaning to say, if a certain measurement, let's say a saw of truma, falls into 100 times the amount of heter, total 101, it becomes batal. And if you have a half a saw of trum and a half a saw of chal, let it fall in. I don't say 50 saw is enough. 50 saw would be 100 times of each. No. They combine, and this is according to everybody, you need 100 saw, keneged, the full combination of the truma and the chal. So if you have half a saw of truma and half a saw of chal, let it fall into a mixture, you would need 100 saw, total 101, to be mevatalit. And that's according to everybody, because it's all called truma. When it comes to arla and klai akerim, and as we learned, we now know that means dry arla and klai akerim, you need 200 times the amount, total 201, meaning to say, if one saw of arla falls in, you would need 200 saw of heter, total 201, same is true for klai akerim. The difference, however, between truma and arla is that by truma, you have to take out the amount of truma that fell in and give it to the kayin, because that belongs to the kayin. You owe something to someone, mamonis doesn't become batal. By arla and klai akerim, you don't owe anything to anyone. So you don't have to take out the amount that fell in. If a saw of arla fell into 200 times the amount of arla, then it's all mutter. Arla and klai akerim combine. So if you have a saw of arla and a saw of klai akerim, you would need 400 saw. 200 times the amount of the combined measurements of arla and klai akerim. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says they're two separate asurim. No. You need 200 times for each, not for the two combined. Rabbi Eliezer says it depends. If we're talking about liquid, either liquids got mixed up or even dry items that are cooking together. So the shear is whether there's a taste. Then you would have to have enough to take away the taste of both the arla and the klai akerim together. But if we're talking only dry, if a dry piece of arla falls into 200 times the amount of arla, and in that same mixture, a dry piece of klai akerim falls in, and you also have 200 times the amount connected to klai akerim, I don't combine the two asurim, and I say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that they do become batal.